Leave them drums alone.
Oh, surely I could just have a little touch.
You so much as breathe heavy on them and I'm out on strike.
Aren't you being rather arbitrary?
There you go, hiding behind a smokescreen of bourgeois clichés. I don't go messing about with your earphones, do I?
Spoil sport.
Well?
He's very fussy about his drums, you know. They loom large in his legend.
What's up?
Oh, he's sulking again.
I'll show him.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The Beatles!
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
Well, I'm Paul and I play the bass.
I'm George and I play a guitar.
I'm John and I too play a guitar. Sometimes I play the fool.
Thank you, lads, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Happy New Year. It is January 1st, 2025. How about that? Isn't that something? And we got something special today. I've wanted to do this for a while, and you know who's going to like this is all you Beatle people out there. Around the holidays from 1963 to 1969, the Beatles would issue to their fan club a very limited edition Christmas greeting record. Now, they didn't do much music on it. They mostly talked to the fans, and this was done because they couldn't physically answer all of the letters that they got at the Beatles fan club worldwide. They would pour in, and there was just no way to get back to everybody. So their press officer, his name was Tony Barrow, had the idea of issuing a Christmas record to the fan club. Now, these were sort of an on and gone type thing. They, for me, for many years, I'd read about them, but they were like the holy grail of Beatles records because they really were hard to lay your hands on. And even if you could, most of them were made on flexi-disc plastic, which I don't know if you all are familiar with it. To call it flimsy would be a huge compliment. So they didn't age very well. Luckily, in 2017, they put out a very limited edition box of singles that had all the Christmas messages on them, and it was an absolute treat. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to celebrate the holidays and the new year by listening to all the Beatles' Christmas messages from 1963 to 1969. Now, before we begin, I want to tell you something about 2024. I got two compliments the whole year. Well, I'm sure I probably got more, but these are two I'd like to discuss. When we were in Las Vegas at the Downtown Grand, not that long ago, my buddy John from high school, one of my best friends of all time and still is, he happened to be in Las Vegas for something else. Actually, his mom said, you know, John's in Las Vegas because we're all connected on Facebook. So I got to see John on the Friday night before the show. I think a couple listeners actually got to meet him, which was very cool. I had a marvelous time talking with him. And he said to me, here's the compliment. He said, you're very lucky. And I said, in what way? And he said, you know, you are doing for a living essentially what you did in high school. I said, and what's that? He said, all through high school, you would say, I've got a piece of tape you have to hear, or listen to this, or I just want to play you one more thing. You're going to need to hear this. He said, you spent most of high school playing stuff for us to hear, and that's what you do for a living. And it's kind of cool that you turned it into a career. I said, you know, I'd never really thought about it, but it's true. So that is one thing to keep in mind. The other is Dude Walker, one of my personal heroes, the nicest man in broadcasting. And I listened to him when I was a young youngster, and then I got to work with him. Dude is sensational, and you know this because you, like me, hear him every day on the show. Now, I get to see Dude a couple times a year, and it's always fun because he's a funny guy and a nice guy. But he said to me, he said he was listening to something I did on the old internet. He said, you crack the mic and you're just Rob. And that's very, very flattering too. So thank you, Dude. Thank you, John. So with all of that said, is my time up yet? No, okay, good. With all of that said, what I'm going to do is what I've always done. I'm going to play you some tapes that I think you're going to enjoy and that are important to me, and those tapes are the Beatles' Christmas records. It starts in 1963, and as I mentioned, they were the brainchild of their press officer, Tony Barrow. Tony actually wrote this Christmas message for them, and you can hear them sort of making fun of him throughout because it's not exceptionally well written. They recorded it on October 17th, 1963. It was a one-sided 33 RPM flexi disc. And it came out, and it went to the fan club, and it sounded like this.
1963! Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and parcels. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June. Ow! Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we're trying to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Donny Mitchell's and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop.
Like, stop, Ringo, stop! 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 Stop shouting
so,
those animals!
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbun even. Ja, den Christbun either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön.
Yeah, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh! Just wish the people wish merry, happy. Go on for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry, happy New Year. And folks, happy Christmas and may everything you wish be granted.
Sing as Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for
keep
a long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
Good old Reno Reindeer had a very shiny nose when everybody told him
Looking at the people. Oh, yes. Oh, Mickey the Red-Nosed Negro had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, I love that first Christmas record with each of the Beatles getting a chance to speak to you one-on-one, or at least reading what Tony Barrow wrote. Some smattering of Christmas music. I love Good King Wenceslas, and of course, everyone's favorite, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Ringo. This was issued in Great Britain in 1963, and then this was the one that they sent to America in 1964. And so that was their first Christmas message. Looking ahead to the next year, this was recorded on October 26, 1964, also at Abbey Road, also written by Tony Barrow, also produced by Tony Barrow. We have a 7-inch one-sided flexi disc at 45 RPM. You'll hear jingle bells, you'll hear individual messages, and they're getting sillier here. I think you'll start to see the Beatles' sense of humor really come out. It's fun. So here are the Beatles. From 1964, or as the jingle singers would say,
1964.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do.
So
many years ago, it seems.
Oh,
didn't
the old days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand wrote. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles, one way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe. And I hand you to George, who'll speak to you now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo here. Yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great. Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you wash your father's shirt?
Can you wash your clean?
Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Looking ahead to 1965, this was recorded on November 6th, also on Abbey Road, also written by Tony Barrow, but the Beatles did some of their own stuff here. They're really starting to branch out, and their personalities are coming to the front. This was issued on December 17th, 1965. 7-inch Flexidisc, one side, 33 RPM, and you get to hear them sing Yesterday. It's not exactly the version from the record, but it's there, certainly. John Lennon sings a song, an original song called Happy Christmas to Ya Listeners, and Auld Lang Syne comes into this song, but they sing Auld Lang Syne like they're Barry McGuire singing Eve of Destruction. And also you might hear a little bit of a reference to the Four Tops singing It's the Same Old Song, and we get an original poem called Christmas Comes But Once a Year. So this one was called the Beatles' third Christmas record.
1965!
So far away, now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah. Thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because
well,
you miss.
Well,
thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
Or for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah.
Like last year.
Yeah, we've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
We'd like to thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, where in you crane do. We belong to everybody, don't you nick you new. Away to the Jack McGregor pan his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some.
Forgot and never brought to life. And all acquaintance be forgot
for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. For the sake of Auld Lang Syne, my dear. For the sake of Auld Lang Syne. For the sake of Auld Lang Syne, my dear. For the sake of Auld Lang Syne. One upon the two or three.
Well, for the sake of Auld Lang Syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year.
You was here.
We was here. Around the same old mic. Down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-E-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because we got some fans in the forces, you
well,
know.
Well, here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some, you know, we've had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this programme, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
She could be a queen, be a forgot. Brought to him China down in Vietnam and China and stew. And look at all those river bodies,
Jordan,
China.
Floating in the river Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this
year.
Well,
that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something
like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer, because we've got the... for Christmas.
Yesterday, you are all my troubles in so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Oh, bless you all on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years. Take Bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2459783.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day. I'm the bad to mind the Christmas Day.
All right, fade it there, Charlie.
Thanks, okay, put the red lights off.
Now, this is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Basha.
And they're still the same.
Turned it off, Basha.
As we close out the year, let's take a moment to reflect on what you've accomplished and how learning a new language can help your journey moving forward. The new year is an opportunity for renewal. So what better way to kick off 2025 than by committing to learn a new language? Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Plus, the built-in True Accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night: cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
The next Christmas record came out in 1966, and it actually had a title. It was called Pantomime, Everywhere It's Christmas. And this is probably my favorite Beatles Christmas message. It was written by the Beatles. We don't have the press officer doing it anymore. It was recorded at Dick James Music, which is another studio other than Abbey Road, produced by the great George Martin. Came out on December 16th of 66. It was a 7-inch flexi disc. Again, 33 RPM, and only one side. This was actually recorded between sessions for Strawberry Fields Forever. So they tell a story here. You get a song that you've heard many times on The Mike O'Mara Show and The Don and Mike Show, Everywhere It's Christmas. And then there's Orawanya and Please Don't Bring Your Banjo Back. You hear Paul McCartney on the piano, and then you will also hear about Pudgy the Bear and Jasper and the Felpin Mansions. Am I making any sense at all? Probably not, but it will make sense once you hear this. Entitled Pantomime, Everywhere It's Christmas.
1966.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's fun. London.
Paris. Oh. And New York.
Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that.
The story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
I am indeed, Your Highness. Hey, that's well with me.
Well, the King seems to be enjoying himself tonight.
Yet I've not seen him on such good form since the October Festival.
At the same time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the center of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches. In the long dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Cheer the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please.
Come in.
May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I was wondering if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score. I hear the Baron likes, I hear the Baron likes a good old tune.
Yes, I do.
So do I, Count. So do I. Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry. I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Is it? Listen to this one. Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gone a day when it became the scene. Banjos, banjos, all the time. I can't forget that tune. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon. And if I ever see another banjo,
yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's song. London,
Paris,
oh,
and New York,
and Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of
the following year, 1967, the Beatles found themselves at Studio 3 at EMI Studios in London. It was November 28th of 1967. The Beatles also wrote this elaborate production, and George Martin produced it. Came out December 15th of that year. Got a one-sided 7-inch flexi disc at 33 and a third RPM. And it also has a song within it called Christmas Time Is Here Again that would sort of be inaccessible for many years, but it was issued as the flip side when they did a single of Free as a Bird much later when the Beatles anthology aired on ABC television. You'll hear them make fun of the BBC. You'll hear John Lennon read a poem called When Christmas Time Is Over, which was sort of a homage, an homage, as some people say, for a show on BBC Radio 1 produced by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, who 6 months earlier would be involved in recording You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, which would stay on the shelf until they released Let It Be. It was the flip side of that single. Now, one other thing worthy of note is that the British listeners got this flexidisc, but North American listeners only got a postcard, so that makes this one even more scarce. But if you did get the record, the cover was designed by Julian Lennon and Ringo Starr. So let's hear Christmas Time Is Here Again.
1967.
It's a Bunsy remix, page 444.
Christmas.
Boys arrive at BBC House.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, O wise one.
Pass in peace.
Christmas time is here again.
An audition will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 1st in the Fluffy rehearsal rooms. Bring your own.
Thank you.
over here be convenient for you?
Carry on.
Over here. Are you 13, M?
Next, please.
Get wonderless for your trousers. Get wonderless for your hair.
Sitting with me in the studio tonight is a cross-section of British youth. I'd like, first of all, to speak to you, Sir Gerald.
Oh, not a bit of it. We had a job to do, Michael.
Yes, quite. I don't think you're answering my question.
Oh, let me put it this way. There was a job to be done.
On to the next round. In the recent heavy fighting near Blackpool, Mrs. G. Evans of Solihull was gradually injured. She wants, for all the people in hospital, plenty of jam jars by the Ravellers.
And here it is.
Plenty of jam jars.
Are you?
32.
Never.
I am.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eye? Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Ooh. Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh!
Look after yourself.
Get wonderless for your trousers. Get wonderless for your hair.
Theatre Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
Hello, I'm speaking from a cold...
Hello? Hello, operator? Hello, operator? I've been cut off! I've been cut... Hello, it's an emergency!
They'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Carry on.
Look out for yourself. Come in.
And Christmas time's o'er, and your bonny clay is through. I'll be bristling to you. All the best from me to you. When the beastie drag on mutton to the heather in Little Inn, I'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Huck away, you bonny.
After the elaborate production of 1967, 1968 is a turn of the page. The Beatles recorded all of their parts separately. They wrote their own parts, obviously. It was recorded in various places. It was produced by Kenny Everett and issued on December 20th, 1968. This is the first two-sided flexi disc. that also spun at 33 and a third revolutions per minute. You're going to hear weird noises, musical snippets. You will also hear a rendition of Nowhere Man sung by Tiny Tim, who you perhaps remember from Laugh-In or his wedding on the Johnny Carson show. You will hear a little bit of Helter Skelter. You're going to hear a little bit of Obladi Oblada. You're going to hear in the background Your Blues and Birthday. And the dialogue was actually put together and edited by a friend of the Beatles who gets production credit. He's a disc jockey named Kenny Everett.
1968.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity all the way from America to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
At the third stroke, it will be
Ringo Starr.
Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am. Certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5 this evening, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years.
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career, and he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in sentence, cesspool, Alwick Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal of Ronowitz, including, I might add, hot vitellova tutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a manservantile defectively lasting barred up in a love busy Gary Dale time. How close can you get his bargain every under the council originally a bird bath in court?
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful, and what a thrill it is talking here in Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exactly, I did it then. He's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans. No.
God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
I hold in my hand the final Beatles Christmas record. It was entitled the Beatles' seventh Christmas record. Again, they recorded it separately, which makes sense because by the time they recorded it in late 1969, the band was basically broken up. It was a flexidisc, spinning at 33 and a third, two sides. I don't know why I keep telling you the sides and the speed in which it ran, but these are things that I find fascinating. You're going to hear all the Beatles separately. You'll hear Yoko sticking her head in, and Ringo basically is just there to publicize his movie, The Magic Christian. Paul McCartney sings an original ad-lib song called This Is to Wish You a Merry, Merry Christmas. And you'll also hear a little bit of the guitar solos from the last track on Abbey Road, The End. And this was the only time of all seven records that the Beatles released the same record cover in Great Britain and the United States, and it was designed by Ringo and also his son, Zach Starkey, which is kind of cute. You know, they're keeping it in the family, and Christmas is all about the kids. So let us hear the seventh Beatles Christmas record.
1969!
Now, you lads, have you just shouted Happy Christmas for us into this tape? Hey?
Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Got one, two, three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
Christmas dinner, I see they're just going. In Ascot
garden with your wife, Yoko, but do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards eating.
All right, so eating. Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I'd like some cornflakes prepared by Parisian hands. And I'd like it blessed by Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes, have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a jolly new year.
Make sure that Christmas
comes once a year.
Yes, happy new year. All the best.
This is George Harrison saying happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. 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 Happy, happy.
Oh, good evening to you, gentlemen. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening to one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
So, how do you like the garden here?
I think it's simply splendid. I'm overwhelmed by its sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. So, you don't mind this high gates and things? I mean, the wall.
I always loved the high walls. The Elizabethan high wall is something I've always loved. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yes.
Lady?
Say that I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all. Merry Christmas.
To come, we've had the swinging 60s, and I was wondering, Mrs. Lennon, how you saw your place in the 70s.
I think it'll be a quiet, peaceful 70s, hopefully. You know.
You think there's going to be peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Really nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that. It just there's something
deep
about it.
Deep and crisp
delicate.
And even.
And
brightly
sort of,
shone the moon last night.
Like a strange magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
New
Happy, 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 happy.
Happy Christmas.
John.
You're cold.
John.
Happy Christmas.
It's warm and nice and comfy. It's good.
AC. DC.
Let's put the light on the trees.
All right, dear. You pass me the light, and I'll stick it on the tree.
Merry Christmas, 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 Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian, it's just a plug for the film, Ken. Try and keep it on. This is Ringo saying a Merry Christmas to everybody and a very Happy New Year.
I'd like a big teddy.
I'll get you a Think-Think teddy then.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Yeah, good boy, John.
Oh, yes, Mommy, I will. As long as you get me a... a teddy bear.
A Think-Think teddy bear.
And a train set.
A melting train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes down the moon and down to the moon.
An ice cream moon.
That's right. And lots 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 and lots.
All right, thank you, lads. I don't know if anyone is still listening. I found all of these records quite compelling and fascinating. And for all you Beatle people out there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I hope you enjoyed this. Just a little bit of musical history and some parts of the Beatle catalog that you maybe have never heard. Thank you for listening to this with me. This is what I love to do. I hope you enjoyed this. We will be back on January 6th with a brand new show. And tomorrow, join me and Katie Von Herman for a cake and cookies reunion on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. And let's make 2025 a truly gear year. See you later, boys.
Catchy tune, that. I can't seem to get it out of my head.
It's shaky.
That's what we've been doing all night.
Oh?
Yeah, it was a great party.
And we brought back lots of lovely souvenirs. Here is the motor.
And I've got a little
love.
And I've got a hole in my pocket.
A hole?
Well, half a hole anyway. I gave the rest to Jeremy.
What can he do with half a hole?
I fix it to keep his mind from wandering.
Hey, look at John, will ya?
What's the matter, John, love? Blue meanies?
Newer and bluer meanies have been sighted within the vicinity of this theatre. There's only one way to go out.
How's that?
Singing!
The Beatles!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.